Shalom Aleichem to everybody. Perek Chav Gimel of Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Emor specifically deals with the Parshas HaMoedim. All of the Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur are mentioned, so much so that we are familiar that the first 2 days of Sukkos and day one of Pesach we read from Parshas Emor, Perek Chav Gimel, because indeed we are dealing with Pesach and Sukkos. If you take a look, however, in the Parshas HaMoedim, you'll see that there's somewhat of an enigma. The Yom Tov of Shavuos doesn't get the same attention, certainly not the same attention, as the other two Moedim, not Pesach, and not as much as Sukkos, and certainly not as much as Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Let's take a look at the Psukim, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Dalet is opened up by telling us, the Moedei Hashem Mikroi Kodesh, Asher Tikru Osa Bo Moedam, B'Chodesh Arishon Barba Sol HaChodesh, Bein Arbaim Pesach L'Hashem. On the 14th day of Nisan, the Korban Pesach is brought. U'Bechamishos On the 15th day of Nisan is the Yom Tov of Matzos, what we contemporarily called Chag HaPesach. And on that holiday, you will eat Matzos. Thus, there's a new introduction to the Yom Tov of Pesach. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe l'amor, discussing the mitzvos hayom and the date of the holiday. Thus, it's very clear when Pesach is and what the mitzvos of the Yom Tov of Pesach are. Pesuk Tes, Vaidaber Hashem Moshe Lem, our new introduction. Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'matalem ki savol aratz asher nosein lachem u'kitzaretem es k'tzira ve'veisem es omer reishis hatznufa. On day two of Pesach, a new law, a new mitzvah, a new halacha. It's the counting of the Sfiras Omer based upon the beginning of the Korban Omer, which is brought on Tes Zayin Nisan. Thus, a focus on the count of the Sfiras Omer. Tucked in to the end of the Sfiras Omer, the Torah tells us here in Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Aleph, Ukrosem Betzem Hayom Hazeh. You will call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that day, Mikra Kodesh Yelechem. It will be a holy convocation to you. Kol Meleches Avodah Lo Sasu. Don't do any work. Don't do any work. What day is it? What Yontif is it? It's a secret. It's quiet. It's covered up. It's conspicuous. But this is the Yontif of Shavuos. There's no name. There's no date. There's no new Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lema. Why not? Why when it comes to Pesach? Why, as you'll see in a moment, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, we're very clear. The date, the name of the Yom Tov, and a new introduction, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lema. But some reason, Shavuos is covered up. It's clouded. It's shrouded in mystery. It's tucked away within the Sfiras Omer period. And it doesn't get the same attention. It's not highlighted the same way. Take a look and continue. Psukim Chav Gimel. Chav Dal Vedaber Shem Moshe Lema. Davo Bnei Yisrael Lema. Bachodesh Hashvi. In the seventh month. Be'echa Lachodesh Yilachem Shabbason. Zichron Shura. That's Rosh Hashanah. Very clear. We tell you the date. A new introduction. Vedaber Shem Moshe Lema. Ach Be'esu Lachodesh Hashvi. Hazeh. On the 10th day of that month of Tishrei. The seventh month. What's that date? Yom HaKippur Mu Mikra Kodesh Elchem Anisim Es Nafshos Eichem. You will be careful, you will fast, and you will celebrate, and you will commemorate, and you will keep the mitzvos, the halachos of Yom HaKippur on the 10th day of the 7th month. That's Chodesh Tishrei, that's the day of Yom Kippur. Very clear, very obvious, very blatant. And then the Torah continues, Vaydaber Shem Moshe Lemer, Psukim Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet Dabel Bnei Yisrael Lemer, B'chamisha Asuyom L'chodesh Hashvi Hazeh, Chag HaSukkos, Shivas Yomim, on the 15th day of the very same month, the 7th month, the month of Tishrei, on the 15th day, it's a holiday called Sukkos, and for 7 days you will sit in the Sukkah. Thus, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, Pesach, as well as Sukkos, are very clearly articulated, blatant, the name, the date, and in a new introduction, why Shavuos is different than all of the other Yom Tovim? Why is Shavuos not given the same attention? Why is Shavuos not given a name? Why is it hidden, tucked away at the end of the count of Sfiras Omer, and we don't even know the date of the holiday? It's just 50 days from the beginning of the count of the Omer. I would like to suggest two resolutions to the enigma of Shavuos. One piggybacks on the other, which I hope and believe will give us a very important introduction and different understanding to the Yom Tov of Shavuos as we prepare for Shavuos somewhat 2 weeks and a few days away. The answer to this question, I believe, is really what the Torah is telling us, is that the end of the holiday of Pesach is Shavuos. Pesach doesn't end until Shavuos comes. The Yom Tov of Shavuos is a bookend, with Pesach at the bookend at the beginning. And the middle, as the Ramban says in Parshas Emor right here, is Kecholo Shel Moed. Thus, Pesach never ends. It doesn't conclude until the end of the holiday of Shavuos. That's the Sof. That's the end of the Yom Tov. Pesach is independent. Shavuos is independent, but it's not given its own Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor. It's not given its own name. It's not given its own date because it's the end of Pesach. And therefore, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kishotzeisas Am Hazem Mitzrayim Tavdunes Elokim Al Arazeh, when you, Moshe Rabbeinu, help the Jewish people leave and the Exodus is complete, don't think that the game is over. Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsev is not the end. It's not the goal. But the goal is Kishotzeisas Am Hazem Mitzrayim Shavuos is the end of the Yom Tov of Pesach, and therefore it's not given its own name. It's not given its own date, and therefore quietly, secretly, mysteriously, it's tucked into the end of the Omer, because the Omer is going to bring us and take us. It's the vehicle that's going to transfer us from Pesach until Shavuos. That's what the Mishnah means when it says Ein Ben Chorin Ela Misha Osik BaTorah. There's no such thing as freedom. There's no such thing as nationalism, except if you're carrying the flag called Torah, except if you get to Matan Torah, if you get to Har Sinai, you're mekabel the Torah, who cross and be'etzem hayom azem mikra kodesh elchem. When you reach that point, when you reach that day, that's when you've completed the Yom Tov of Pesach. That's when Yetzias Mitzrayim comes to its rightful end. And if you reach that day, then you've completed the Exodus. Then you've completed Pesach. If you look back at the Psukim, it becomes quite clear. Because if you look back in Pasuk Dal, it's the beginning of the Yom Tov of Pesach. Vayidaber Shem el Moshe lemor b'chodesh harishon b'arba solo chodesh b'ein arbaim Pesach l'Hashem. And then it's b'chamisha, so it's the 14th day and the 15th day. The Torah continues and takes us to Pasuk Tes and Pasuk Yud, talking about the Omer. The end of the Omer, usukros and betzem ayom hazeh, mikro kodesh elachem, kom lechas avod lo sasu. The story's over. The story's complete. And then a new introduction, Psukim Chav Gimel Chav Dalet, to the next Yom Tov, and that's the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, as we see, Shavuos is the end of Pesach. It's a bookend on one side, Pesach on the other. The Sfiras Omer is a Chol HaMoed. It's the intermediary days between the beginning of Yom Tov, the end of Yom Tov. The beginning of Yom Tov is Pesach. The end of Yom Tov is Shavuos. Chol HaMoed in the middle, Sfiras Omer. And therefore, that's the reason Shavuos isn't given its own identity. It's not given its own name in the Torah. It's not given a date in the Torah, but it's the 50th day post Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is Shavuos. Interestingly enough, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, the last simen in all of Shulchan Aruch or Achaim Hilchos Pesach, simen Tav Tzadi Dalet, reads Yom Nun Hu Yom Tov Shal Shavuos, the 50th day of the count of the Omer Shavuos. That's the last simen where? In Hilchos Pesach. Even Shavuos isn't given its own independent section in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam doesn't have a section called Hilchos Shavuos. There's no Meseches Shavuos when it comes to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. There's no specific area in Mishnayis and Torah Shebaal Peh, not in Rambam and not in Shulchan Aruch, and Dafkin Shulchan Aruch. It's called the 50th day of the Omer, is the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and that's the last simen of Hilchos Pesach. Pesach is one side, Shavuos is the other, with that section completing it. Then we've reached, and then we've completed our freedom, we've reached the end of the Yom Tov of Pesach with Shavuos. But that's not all. If you take a look back again in the Psukim and in the Parsha, you see there's a focus on the Sfira. Really what the Torah is telling us, that during these weeks, don't focus on the end. Don't just focus on getting to Shavuos, getting to Matan Torah. But you know what the focus has to be? It's the Sfiras HaOmer. The Torah seems to be stressing much more the process than the goal, than the outcome, than the conclusion. The Torah tells us 10 psukim and more about the count of the Omer, beginning with the Korban Omer and finishing with the Korban Ashtei Alechem on Shavuos. The Torah seems to be stressing that the result of the Kabbalah Satorah, which takes place on Shavuos, is not really the critical thing. It has to be, then it's going to be the end of the process. But I don't just want you focusing on the process. There needs to be a focus, dafka on the process and not on the outcome. And therefore the Torah stresses the Sfira and not the conclusion. And that's another very critical element of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Don't just worry about the end. There's so often just a focus on finishing something. Even just focus on finishing a Masechta. Finish on finishing something. What grade did you get? The conclusion. Did you read the end of the story? The Torah is telling us, don't do that. There's a process to get you to Shavuos. Think about that. As the Sefer HaChinuch says here in Parashas Emor, in the midst of Sefiras HaOmer, we count every day of the Omer up, up, another day and another day, because we need to take advantage of the time between Pesach and Shavuos. We need to focus on every day and make every day count, as the Chafetz Chaim says in the Tefillah of Rav Nechunya ben Akana, the Gemara Maseches Brachos, Anu Amelim U'Mekabim Sachar, Heim Amelim U'Mekabim Sachar, asks the Chafetz Chaim, really, we're Amel? We work so hard, and we're Mekabel Sachar, those who study Torah, is that true? Doesn't seem like it. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the goal is not the end game, but the Sachar, the reward, is for the process. A person can study Torah day and night and not even come out with a conclusion. But the Sachar, the reward, is the process. It's the Omel. It's working through. And that's why the Torah focuses so much on the process of Sefiras HaOmer and not so much at the end, what it's called, the date, and what's going to happen. Allow me to share with you an unbelievable story. Rabbi Chaim Mivolozhin, in his Hakdama to the Sefer the Tznius of the Vilna Gaon, writes about the Vilna Gaon. Shamati mipiv hakdoshim, I heard, says Rabbi Chaim Mivolozhin, from the Vilna Gaon, shepe'omim rabos yishkimo lepitcho kama megidim. Many times, magidim would come to the Vilna Gaon, angels, ministers, min hashamayim. They wanted to reveal the secrets of the Torah to the Vilna Gaon and teach him everything without any hard work, without focusing on the process. The Vilna Gaon shooed them away. He wasn't interested in them revealing him the secrets of the Torah. And one of these Magidim tried really pushing the Vilna Gaon, allow me to teach you the entire Torah. On one foot, I'll reveal you everything. Im kol zelo hibit el mareo hagol, the Vilna Gaon didn't turn to that Magid. Va'an of Amarlon, the Vilna Gaon responded and said, Eini rotsa shia hasagasi v'tarasis baruch shemo, alidei shum emtsoi klal uklal. I don't want any end results from you. Rak eini nesuos lo yisbaruch shemo, mashi rotsa legalos li, v'litein chelki b'soroso, ba'amoli asher amalti b'kol chochi. I want the process. I don't want the end. I don't want you just to reveal me the Torah. I want to do it myself. I want the goal. This is such a critical educational and chinuch tool today. Our talmidim, our students, and our children are learning, what's the grade that you got? What's the conclusion? How many dapim did you finish? How many mesechtas did you finish? Where did you get to this year? How many prakim did you finish? Says the Vilna Gaon, and really that's what the Torah is telling us in Parshas Emor. It's not the name of the holiday. It's not the date of the holiday. It's not the conclusion of Shavuos only. But it's how you got there. And therefore the Torah focuses much, much more on the count of the Omer than on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Because the question is, how did you reach? How did you arrive at Shavuos? And if a person focuses on the process, the result will come automatically. We don't count the 50th day of the Omer. It's counted automatically. We get up to Tisha B'Arba'im Yom, Shem Shiva Shavuos Omer, where we count the 49th day of the Omer. Leil Shavuos comes and the 50th day comes magically. Because when you work, and you work hard, and the process is the focus, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the gift, he sends the matana, the conclusion comes automatically. And thus the Torah tells us this lesson with the counting of the Sefiras HaOmer and the conspicuous nature of the Yom Tov of Shavuos says, don't focus on the goal. Don't focus on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Don't focus just on Kabbalah Satorah, the end game, the process, the Nasa V'Nishma, but focus on the Sefiras. The Sefiras Sefer HaChinuch says, count every day and make every day count. So Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, we should take advantage of the concluding weeks of Sefiras HaOmer. Make every day count, and when the process is the focus, B'siyata D'Shmaya, will be able to take advantage, appreciate every day, and make sure that we're mekabel the Torah anew as we take day by day, week by week, approaching the Yom Tov of Shavuos, wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.